The Netherlands was the first European Union nation to open 4 days of voting, in which nearly 400 million people from beyond the Arctic Circle to the edges of Africa and Asia can cast ballots for the 720-seat European Parliament. Dutch politician Geert Wilders, who heads the Anti-Islam Freedom Party, or PVV, was among those voting in the Dutch city of The Hague, surrounded by security guards. Wilders' PVV party recently became the most prominent political force in the Netherlands, and he hopes like-minded parties will take the EU Parliament by storm.
We just made a coalition agreement in the Netherlands, which concludes one of the most strict policies on asylum seeker ever in the Netherlands. And of course, part of it, if you want to change the asylum policy, you also have the influence of the European Union with all the guidelines that we are bound on. And if you want to change that, you also need to have a strong presence in the European Parliament and make sure that if necessary, we will be able to change the European guidelines in order to be in charge of our own immigration policy and asylum policy.
Far-right and more moderate right-wing parties are expected to do well at a time of mounting concerns over migration after millions arrived in the EU in recent years from mainly Islamic nations as well as war-torn Ukraine. The vote lasts through Sunday and will impact anything from migration, Russia's war against Ukraine and defense, to relations with Israel, global climate policies and geopolitical ties with China and the United States. Europe's parliamentary elections had little importance for the longest time, with critics saying the legislature looked like a retirement home for elderly national politicians and an incubator for young talent. Legislatures had little power and couldn't even decide together permanently, causing a multi-billion euro moving circus between Brussels, Belgium and Strasbourg, France. As core members France and Germany set much of the policy for the ever-increasing group, the well-paid politicians had little say in European affairs. However, as the Parliament's power grew on issues like banking rules, agriculture and the EU budget, so did voting interest and the quality of legislatures. While breaking a 50% voter turnout threshold was considered a significant step in 2019, an EU Parliament survey claims 71% could vote this time around, including here in the Netherlands, seen as another massive step forward. One of the first tasks of the European Parliament will be to elect a new European Commission, the EU's executive, led by Ursula von der Leyen. She seeks a second term, but faces tough competition. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.